Blog Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, and this is our VMA wrap-up show. That was If, a legendary performance that happened by Janet Jackson at the VMAs a few years back. We're going to do some recaps of this year's VMAs and also ask Jason some trivia about VMAs in past. Like, for example, if he knows how many times Janet Jackson has appeared at the VMAs. All right. So, just take a wild guess. I'm going to have our co-host take just a wild guess. How many times do you believe Janet Jackson has appeared at the VMAs and done a performance?
First of all, hey guys, I'm Jason Artola. Glad to be here. And, well, I don't know. Janet Jackson, how many performances? Zero? No, just kidding. Three? I don't know.
All right, we are going to count them right now. We are going to count them down, starting from the very beginning. How many times has Janet Jackson performed on the VMAs? See, Janet Jackson made her first performance, if you can believe this, in 1993, was her first performance ever at the VMAs. Since then, she has appeared quite a few times, including the iconic performance in 1999 that was a tribute to her brother, the late, great Michael Jackson. And we are still looking down the list. And if you can believe this or not, according to Wikipedia, Janet Jackson, as iconic as she is, has only performed at the VMAs twice.
So close.
Okay, so, and while we're on the subject of performances, last night had many, many, many epic performances, and I'll let you comment on it in a minute. But we had Miley Cyrus, Drake, Lady Gaga, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, Bruno Mars, Katy Perry, Justin Timberlake, Robin Thicke, Kanye West, and it feels like I'm forgetting someone. Someone who sang this next song?
Why you thinking about it, mama?
could be a shield, yeah.
Gentlemen, that was NSYNC, and if you watched the show, VMAs last night, you would have seen their epic return, by epic performance by Justin Timberlake. Wow, what a performance. So a couple of songs that he's done, some of his old ones and some of his new ones, and incorporated NSYNC in the performance. Wow, if you haven't seen the award show, check it out, at least just to see his performance. JT absolutely blew me away. And the fact that he brought back the rest of the four guys and performed Girlfriend at the VMAs, it was just amazing seeing NSYNC perform live again.
And speaking of people who have performed live in VMA past, here's a question for you. In VMA history, what judge in 1989 had an epic performance? What reality show judge in 1989 had an epic performance of a hit song? Do you know the answer of this question?
Damn, why are you going to be giving me all this trivia for? I can't. Let me see. A reality show judge that.
Keep in mind, even though I did Kyle wrote it, you are the lead on a song called Addicted to Music.
Oh, my God. Okay.
It's a little embarrassing for you?
No, well, it's just because I'm not holding a sheet of paper filled with... Anyways.
Should I give you a multiple choice?
Give me multiple choice.
It's either A. It's either A, Mariah Carey, who we all know was on American Idol. B, Steven Tyler, who we also know was on American Idol.
Steven Tyler.
Or
Steven Tyler.
C,
Paula
Abdul.
Steven Tyler.
Steven Tyler, is that your final answer?
Yes, that's my final answer.
Would you like to read off the answer and who our next song is by?
Oh my, wait. Bobby Brown?
Nope. No, you're looking at the wrong time. Look. Yes, Bobby Brown performed in 1989 as well, along with Madonna, Def Leppard, Tone Loc, The Cult, John Bon Jovi, Rich Sambora, The Cure, Cher, The Rolling Stones, Axl Rose, and Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. But what reality TV show legend performed at that particular VMAs, promising that she would be forever your girl?
Oh, Forever My Girl.
She was a reality show judge and on a show that I was on. Big hint, she was a reality show judge on a show that I was on in 1989.
Whitney Houston?
No, Whitney Houston, you're looking at the wrong year, was the first black woman to perform breaking way for every black female artist to perform. She broke new grounds in 1986. And even though Whitney Houston has been on reality TV, she hasn't been in a reality competition show as a judge. Now I ask you, who is this next song, Forever Your Girl?
Say it again.
Paula Abdul. There you go. Here it is. Paula Abdul, Forever Your Girl.
Come on, look me in the face. I can tell that there's something
And that was Forever Your Girl by the one and only Miss Paula Abdul. Now, we have a comment by our co-host about his opinions on the results of Summer Song nominees. Oh, man.
Where do I begin? Wow. MTV totally let me down. I don't know what. I mean, hell must be freezing over by now, because, damn, it's One Direction winning Best Summer Song? I mean, are you shitting me? I mean, are you kidding me? Over Robin Thicke? Over people like Daft Punk, Selena Gomez, and what? Like, wow. I cannot believe it. I'm so stunned. It's unbelievable. Like, it must have been fixed. Something happened. I can't explain how frustrated and how, like, confused at the fact that One Direction won Best Summer Song? Really? Call in your opinions on this. Please tell me I'm right on this one, because, damn, One Direction, did they really deserve to win Summer Song? Best Summer Song? Really? Wow.
You have 5 minutes to call in. We'll interrupt the next song if you call in. That phone number to call in is 347-989-0718. Now, if you can tell me, in 1999 was the epic performance of Janet Jackson's tribute to her brother, Michael. Madonna gave the eulogy, but it was overshadowed by an event that had to do with the Persian T.I. dubbed America's Princess and a certain hip-hop artist. If you can tell me what this incident was, you will get to choose the next song.
Wait, what's the question?
You kind of rambled a little bit.
What event involving America's Princess, America's Princess, what event
in 2009?
In 2009.
No wonder, because you said 1999.
I said 2009.
Watch it. When you hear the replay, you'll hear that you said 1999 at first. But now that I know the correct year, the event you speak of is the whole Taylor Swift winning Best Female Video for You Belong With Me. And during her acceptance speech, Kanye West went up there and, you know, interrupted, and we all know what happened after that and what he said. And, yeah, I mean, I respect Kanye as an artist, but he was kind of a asshole piece of shit in that moment. I think a little conceited sometimes, but, you know, that moment definitely he was a complete asshole.
So, of these songs on deck, for getting that correct, which song shall we close out the show with?
Not much choice, I guess the last one.
All right. We're closing out the show with If by Janet Jackson. Now, you might notice while watching this episode, if you watch it online, that we got various iconic moments from various different VMAs, like the kiss by Michael Jackson and Lisa Marie, the kiss by Britney Spears and Madonna, the kiss by Christina Aguilera and Madonna, and Janet Jackson performing the tribute episode.
Senator, but before you close out the show, please, God, please petition MTV to take that award away from One Direction, please.
All right, passionate words about One Direction, and we might add, we have nothing against One Direction. It's just that song was way too new to be considered the best song.
I agree. Same thing. Not hating on One Direction specifically. It's just I'm hating on them winning this award.
Because they're just too new. That song was just too new of a song. So here's the song requested by Jason Artola to close out the show. It's If by Janet Jackson.
I'm not. Peace.